Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause for our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, in Yom Shlishi, the 27th day of the month of Tishrei. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Alina Orna, Bat, Chen Chana, Raya, Bat, Michal, Pesach Bitalel, Ben Chaya, Basheva, and Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama, Devora, Melee, and all those in need have a Refuah Shalema. Just a note regarding Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama, Devora, who we have been davening for a while. His great aunt is on our call regularly and keeps me updated. She sent me a message yesterday, which I, with her permission, family's permission, I am sharing on this call, because our tefillos matter. Our tefillos make a difference. I just wanted to share a text that she had received to our dear friends and family. We hope you all had a Leibedik, joyous Yom Tov. We're just returning back from seeing our kids, and Yeshua Heschel is Baruch Hashem growing. He's more of a regular baby, feeding schedule through a bottle, while seeing, having part through his tube. He's no longer on a continuous flow of feeding, so that's really good. Chas Hashem, feeding amounts are gradually increasing as well, so that's a great progress, Baruch Hashem. You're amazing. Tehillim are helping him so much. We really appreciate them. Amir Hashem, your Tehillim will continue to move him through his next transitions and overall development. Partially sitting up with a bobby pillow. I don't even know what that is, and I have little ones, but sounds like it's a good thing. Behind him, and mommy next to him, real baby steps, but every bit helps him up that ladder, Baruch Hashem, and the message goes on from the family. And so our tefillos make a difference, our prayers make a difference, and let's continue to storm Shemayim, heaven, for all those in need of our tefillos, all those in need of refuah, all those in need of a shidduch, all those yearning for children, in need of parnasa, in need of chizik, whatever it might be that we're davening for. And of course, thinking of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, those who are being held hostage, Arvin Netanel ben Tzion Tziona, unjustly held in Iran, and the Chayilei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, our brave soldiers in Eretz Yisrael, may Hashem continue to watch over them, keep them safe, and return everyone home to their families. May all of our tefillos be answered, Batova, for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Zevi Saunders of the Delray Torah Center in Delray Beach, Florida, to share words of Devrei Chizik. We followed by Rabbi Saunders fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, and then the Mishaberach for Chayilei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, for the Shavuyim, for those held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Saunders will pause, allowing us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder, email, go that every morning at 9 o'clock. You can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org. The link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Saunders.
Thank you very much, Naftali. As we know, we're just a few days after the Yuletide of the Kedoshim from October the 7th in Chof Torah, and I want to share an idea of shalom, of peace, and how we can take that forward from the period of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot that we've just had. In this week's parsha, it's a long parsha, the fifth longest parsha in the Torah. And after the flood and the rainbow, we get to the situation of the Tower of Bavel, where they come together, they try and build the Tower of Avodah Zarah to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem comes down and says, oh, what's going on here? I'm going to change their language, add in extra languages, everyone speaks a different language, separate them all over the corners of the earth, and therefore the building of this tower was stopped. If you look in Rashi, this is in chapter Yud Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Rashi says, V'chi eze kosher, which sin was worse? The sin of the Dor HaPlaga or the sin of the Mabul? In the Mabul, everybody was destroyed. All humans except for Noach and those that were in the Teva, and all the animals except for those that were in the Teva, were destroyed. Whereas here, not one person died. They just had different languages, they got confused, and the building stopped on its own. Which one was worse? They both served Avodah Zarah. They both tried to do Avodah Zarah. So why did one get completely annihilated from the earth, and the others just had seemingly, okay, so they got flung to the far corners of the earth, they had different languages, but it didn't seem such a terrible punishment. So Rashi, quoting from the Medrash, says, Elo, Shadar HaMabul Hoyu Gazlonim Hoyu Meriva B'neihem. The Dor HaMabul, they would steal from each other, they were quarreling. Kach Nevdu, that's why they were destroyed. Ve'ilu Hoyu Noigim Avo V'Roya B'neihem. But these people building the Tower of Babel, they had great friendship and camaraderie between them. And therefore, Hashem said, I can't kill them. The Madadosh Shesfoni HaMachlekes V'Godl HaSholem. That Sholem is so special. Now let's just try and understand this for a minute. Because we're talking about, essentially, people doing a wicked thing. They're doing something evil, serving Avodah Zarah, serving idols. They're trying to fight with Hashem. Can you imagine? You're trying to fight with God, kill God. And you would have thought that's such a terrible thing. But yet, they had Sholem, they had peace amongst them. What was this peace amongst them? This peace was the sharing of one goal, one idea. Yes, it was a terrible idea that they wanted to destroy Hashem, but they were all unified in this approach that they wanted to come to a common goal. And in fact, the Medrash that Rashi quotes, I looked it up, even goes further and says that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Godel HaShalom, Shafil Yisrael Oizim Avod Kechavim V'Shalom Beinei, even if the Jewish people are serving idols and there's peace between them, I'm not allowed to do anything bad to them because they have peace. So this last year, I think the Jewish people all over the world have been unified. We've been unified in one goal, one common cause, which is, of course, to eradicate evil and win the war, to see victory, and of course, the release of the hostages. We are all unified. We're all together. And the challenge is, that when the hostages are released in Yitzhak Hashem in a few minutes, and when victory is achieved and the war is over, the challenge is to keep that shalom, to keep that peace together. And peace and harmony together doesn't mean we all think the same or share the same views. And I'll prove it to you. We just had Sukkot. In Sukkot we took the lulav, the date palm, the esrog, the citron tree, and the fruits, rather, and the hadas and the myrtles and the aravos, the willows, and we shook them all together. There's a very well-known Dvar Torah, I'm sure your rabbis mentioned it over Sukkot, saying that these species represent different types of Jews. The lulav has a taste, it has dates, but it has no smell. And then you have the esrog that has a taste and a smell, and the hadasim have a smell and no taste, and the aravos have neither taste nor smell. These represent different Jews. The esrog is those who keep Torah and do mitzvahs. The lulav is just those who keep mitzvahs but don't learn Torah. The hadasim is the opposite. And the aravos are those who keep neither the Torah nor learn or study the Torah. And we shake them. We come together. We shake them all in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in unity. And we say to him, we are one united people. We are together. We're unified. Now let me ask you a question. The esrog that keeps the Torah and the mitzvahs, do they agree with the aravos that are not keeping the Torah and are not studying the Torah? Of course they don't agree. Does the Hadassim agree? No, because I'm learning Torah. You should be learning Torah. You should be keeping the mitzvahs. But it doesn't matter. I can still have unity. I can still have peace. Even if we have a difference of opinion on certain things, we are focused on the common goal. The common goal is for peace, for tranquility, and of course for the coming of Moshiach. And I said many times in my shul over Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the theme of my Shabbat Shuvah drasha was, can we as people cope with world peace? We keep davening, we're begging for a time when everything is tranquil and peaceful. And Moshiach is here, there is no wars, there's nothing to fight about. Well, could we cope with that as people? We get so agitated so easily. We think we could do better than the president. Yes, if I was the president, if I was the head of the IDF, I would do this, I would do that. On a Sunday afternoon, we all turn into football coaches. Oh, why did he do this? Why did he do that play? We get so agitated. We take it so personally. And that's why I think the challenge after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is to say, okay, I want to be the kind of person that can cope with Moshiach and world peace, and could have the calmness and the serenity of peacefulness to live with everybody else, and to have the same goal. And if something is not done the way I want it to be done, okay, we all have to pull in one direction for the common good. And in that zechus and in that merit, may all the hostages be released immediately, and may we see the coming of Moshiach in Hera Mirinu. Amen. I will now recite the Tehillim, starting with Capital Chos, Psalm 20. L'Anatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Ya'akov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisodeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'ilasecha Yedashenes Ela Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha Hey ma karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisoidad, Adonai hoishiya, ha-melech yaneinu, v'yoan koreinu. Now, Capital Chof Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmoy le-David, Adonai ro'yi lo-yechtar, v'noi steshe yarbitzeini, al-mei menucho v'yitina haleini. Nafshi yishoyvei v'yamcheini v'maglei tzedek l'man shemoy Gam ki elei v'geit talmoves lo irroro ki ato imodi Shivtecho mishantecho heimo yinachamuni Taroich lefonai shulchan neged feiroroi Yishanto v'ashem en roishi koisti revoyo Ach toivo chesed yirdufuni kol yimei chayoi V'shavdi beveis Adonai v'yoyrech yomim. And now, Capital Kuf Chof Aleph, Psalm 121. Shilam alois esoynai lehorim me'ayin yavoy ezri ezri me'yim Adonai oisei shomayim v'oretz alitein lamoid raglecho al yonum shoymerecho Inei lo yonum v'lo yishon, shoymer Yisroel, Adonai shoymerecho, Adonai tzilecho, al yad yeminecho. Yoyma ma'ashemesh lo yakeko, v'oreach v'aloylo, Adonai yishmorcho, mikol ro yishmoyret nafshecho, Adonai yishmo seitecho v'yecho, me'ato v'yadoylo. Capital Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shira malois mi mamakim karosifo Adonai. Adonai shimo v'koili. Yihiyeno az necho kashuvois lekoyot achanunoi. Ima voinoi tishmoyo Adonai mi yamoit. Ki yimecha selicha lema antivorei. Yivisi Adonai kibeso nafshi. ולדברי היכולתי, נפשי לאדוני, משיימרים לבויקר, שיימרים לבויקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו יפדוס, והוא יבטס ישראל, מכל אבוני סוף. Capital Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. מזכיר לדוד, ויוסוי ואמרוס אפילו, כולל אדוני עזו, כולל אדוני חנון, אשפוך לפונו שיחי, תורסי, לפונו אגיד, פיסתי פולי רוחי, Bata yadata mesivasi. Boy ragzu ahalech dam nufachli. Habeit yamin orei vieni makim. Ovad manoiz mimeni. Ein veireish lenafshi. Zoakti elech ladoinoi. Omarti ato machti. Chelki bi'eretz achayim. Hakiva arminosi gidaloi simioi. Hatileini milay devaki avetsu mimeni. Hoitziyami malke nafshi loy doite shemecho. Viyachiru tzadikim. Kisignoi loloi. Now we will recite Achenu, first in Hebrew, followed by English. Achenu kol beis Yisroel, hanusurim batzoro vashivyo. Hoimedim bemayom uvein vayabosho. Hamokom yirachim alihem. Viyachiyem Yisroel levocho. Umeafeila liyayro mishibud ligulo. Hashto bagalov izman toriv. Venoimar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea, on land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us all say, Amen. Now the Mishaber L'Chayelei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avoiseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'Yivoreich Es chayolei tzahagona l'Yisroel v'ashekoichoi tzabitochoin Oymedim ha-mishmaratzeinu v'orei Eloheinu V'gavol ha-levonoin V'amibah mitzrayim v'mayom ha-gadol Alevor ovo v'achom mokem sheheim V'yabosho b'avir v'yom Itein ha-binu esoi v'rakom Mimoleinu nigofim lifneihem Ha-kodosh baruch hu yishmael v'yarkir es chayoleinu Mikal tzar rav tzuka, mikal nega machala, vishla bracha vatzlacha b'chamat edihem, yad b'ezer nehem tachihem v'yad tirein v'chet ha-yeshua v'tes mitzochoin, v'kuyam v'hem ha-kol suv, ki adinoi Elohechem ha-elechim lochem, v'ilochem lochem im oiveichem, v'oshia eschem v'noimar, amen. Mishaber for the shvuyim foes, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach avisein Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomoi, hu yivareich v'yishmoer v'yimtzer, et medrei tzahagona l'Yisrael u'shvuyov, et kol achein ha-mesunim b'tzoro v'shivyo, v'avur shekol ha-kol ha-kodosh azev, v'hem yitzpaleh b'avurom, ha-kodosh baruch hu yimoleh rachamim aleihem, v'yotiyeh nidoshem b'tzal mavet, u'moyse v'yoseihem yinateh, k'omim m'tzuzoyseihem yoshiyev, Yeshiva mehera lechek mishpachoy seyem, yoidu ladinu chastayim, nifloitav meodom. Vikuyam behem hakosu, uvavudi adinu yeshuva, nivotkin abrina. Vesimchas oilam haroisham, sasayim vesimcho yastigu. Venotu yogoy vanocho, venoima haromein. Mishaberach for the cholim, pray for the sick, which will include a pause for you to add in your own names that you have. Mishaberach avisteinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech v'Yifaret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachamim Alihem Rachim Amna Poistam Nachazik Amna Chayetam Yishtak Lehem Mehevla Rufu Orsayim Amna Shemayim Imat Evereim Moshu Sagideyem Vesoy Shokoy Le Yisrael Rufu Ata Nefesh Rufu Ata Guh Hashtov Aglaz Man Koriyev Venoy Maromein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Sounders. We look forward to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Excuse me. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.